Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely September day, 2016, September the 4th. And we wish you blessings for whatever your day may bring, for whatever you may be celebrating or suffering, for whatever you may be needing, or for whatever you may be in a state of optimistic acquiring. And we know that life is full of very rich possibilities that are ever-changing and filling our life with new opportunities and new challenges. And no matter what we're going through, what we hold in our heart is what we will ultimately achieve. And I want to be here with you to help you be in that place where the blessings of your life will bring the greatest fulfillment to your life. So if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, be on the call, ask for a blessing, please press *6, follow the prompt, and then press 1. And I'll open your line so that we can take your call. I see that Desmond is on the call. Hi, Desmond. How are you today? Just a minute. Okay, there you are. You're on. Desmond, you're on. Hi.
Thank you, Glenda. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's my birthday, and
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. 30 years old, and, I love being 30. It's amazing. I'm finally, everything that Yeshua said in, like, the keys of Yeshua, I'm actually starting to, like, I'm starting to understand the consciousness of it and actually live it as kind of a reality and stuff.
And it really
helps guide, like, you know, our love is the archer, our mind is the bow, and our thoughts are the arrow. And he says, you know, hitting the mark I'm actually able to realize some of the keys of Yeshua. And thank you so much for that book.
You are so welcome. And, you know, it's an interesting comment that you made, because that book has been out for 12 years now. And I'm finding that people who have been passionate readers of Love Without End are just now getting to the point of saying, wow, I didn't realize it, but the keys of Yeshua was my next step. And I said, well, it's been there for you all along. And we all know when we're ready for that next step, there's nothing in it that was not at least hinted by in Love Without End. Love Without End has it all, but it didn't present it in quite the same way for the level of mastery that's available in the keys of Yeshua. Uh-huh. And so when we're ready for the keys, we know it. And I'm so glad you're there. And congratulations on being 30. I remember exactly my 30th birthday. It was a really big deal for me. And, you know, it's interesting how different generations arrive at adulthood. In centuries ago, people were basically adults when they were 15 or 16 years old. They were leaving the family out for the world or getting married, having their first child. And I think it's partly because life was simpler. It was more hands-on, and 14 or 15 years old was the same percentage of life expectancy that 30 years is right now. Lives were shorter then. They were lived in a shorter expanse of time, and adulthood was arrived at earlier. And then about maybe the time my brother and sister were arriving at adulthood, they were much older than me, it was coming about 18 or 20 years. And then it was 25 years. And today, I think most young people are arriving at genuine adulthood, about the age of 30. It's not because of any level of immaturity, it's because life is so much more complicated today. There's so much more to learn. The world is so much bigger. And there are so many more components that come into making up the time for really arriving at adulthood. And so, welcome. And I'm so glad you recognize that, that this is a benchmark for you. And you'll always remember this day. So I see that Jesse's on the line. Hi, Jesse. I just opened your call line. Not sure if, did it open for you? You're on.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
We can.
I only have a very simple question. What are the dimensions of the Yeshua poster card? I was looking for it. I was at the store this morning, but it doesn't give the dimensions.
Are you talking about the mailable postcard?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe it's 4 by 6 inches.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's very mailable. And we went with the largest size that would go with a simple first-class stamp. So.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful, yes.
It is.
But I think I'm going to get the bigger one.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm going to look around the board, see if anybody else has come on. Yes, I see. There is someone from area code 720. Hello.
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 Welcome.
Welcome, yes. I don't have a question. I want to tell you that I have read Love Without End and I enjoy it very much.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I know that it will touch your life and your heart. And help you find more of the life you really want to live. It has done that for so many people.
I'm a veteran of World War II.
Oh, really? And, oh, well, thank you so much.
And
for
I'm almost 94 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm writing books myself.
Oh, really? Wonderful. What is your book about?
Well, I wrote one book, and I already published it. It's, and the title of it is Seven Graces to Help God Save the World One Thought at a Time.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'll look for it.
Seven exercises, one for every day of the week.
Okay.
Mental exercises.
Wonderful. Well, maybe Love Without End will give you some new ideas for another book.
But I enjoy, have you ever read, or know about, The Course in Miracles?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes. I am also a student of A Course in Miracles, and I find no conflict between your writing and A Course in Miracles. Jesus is very constant in his teaching.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And in the New Testament as well, and you can always tell the works that are authentic because they help to make everything a better world.
Right. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Very, very welcome. And thank you. Thank you for all of your service and your contributions to making a better world.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm so glad to hear from you. That's nice. We're always getting new people on the call, and I love it when that happens. Is there anybody else that wants to ask for a blessing or make a contribution to our community today. You know, we are a living community, and your contributions make a difference. Hi, we have an international caller from country code 64. You're on.
Oh, good morning, Glenda, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just have a very quick blessing request, thank you. There's a extended family member whose name is Richard, and he's heavily medicated and gone under, I think, quite a few years of psychosis and mental breakdown. And so if you could just add his name, and I just would hope for a breakthrough or some sort of light that would help him. Thank you.
What's his name?
Richard.
Richard.
Yes.
Okay. I've got him on the list. If there's anyone else that wants to add a name, please feel free to come on. Thank you, Linda, so much for that.
Thank you. Much love. Bye.
Much love to you, too. And I'm just looking around the board. It's always a good thing for us to take calls in the beginning because people tend to come on to get the message. Hi, Pam, you're on. Pam, you're on. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to report. Everybody may remember I had surgery a few weeks ago, and I'm going back to work on Tuesday.
How are you doing?
I'm going back to work on Tuesday. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. I'd say you're doing great.
Yes, I am. So just, I'm
so glad.
I'm thankful for everybody's prayers and well wishes. And so.
Oh, you've got them. You surely do. And take it easy going back to work. Remember that we move back into, we move from the healing mode of life back into the expending or of energy mode of life gradually. Because healing is all about taking in and assimilating and allowing ourselves to absorb the benefits of whatever we're given, whether it's professional medical healing or healing of the Holy Spirit. This is why at the end of the blessing, I ask for everyone to go into a resting mode where you can simply be with yourself in silence, allowing all of the blessings to accumulate and do their work. So, thanks, Pam, and congratulations. We knew you would do great. So, I wonder if there's anybody else before I begin my message. Yes, there's one more. It's Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. And you're on.
Hello. Oh,
hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Hi.
I was just reading that Mother Teresa is now Saint Teresa, so I thought we could bring that into the blessing.
Oh, yes, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I remember the exact day that she made her transition. I was in the process of writing Love Without End. That was in 1997. I was in the process of writing it. I had actually had a number of challenges that summer just preceding her transition and had two of the readers of the book who were co-editing visiting me, one from Canada and one local. And we were in the front yard when we heard the news. And right after that, within hours, and certainly the next day, I had an enormous downpouring of blessings and energy, and I knew that it came from her.
Oh.
So her blessings have been a really, really big part of Love Without End.
Oh, yes, and that's beautiful, and that will probably happen today, too. A downpour of blessings.
So, I think she is not the person that needs a blessing today, for she is the Blessed Mother Teresa. She is the person who will be offering blessings, because she most certainly offered blessings to me on that day of September the 7th. And was it the 7th, or was this the day? No, I believe it was the 7th.
I'm not sure, but another downpour of blessings.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing that into our congregation today. That's a lovely, lovely commemoration. And I see that Jerome is on the line. Hi, Jerome.
Yes, two more people. One is Paul, my son, and his wife, Amber. And the other month, she lost a baby that was about... up 8 months pregnant. The name was Jack, and what we found out later was Jack, the spirit talked to them, and they've recovered well from everything, and everybody's doing better now, and then they took the ashes and made a tree of life in the front yard from the ashes from the little infant couldn't survive its birth, so... Everything. Thank you, everything.
Oh, we remember. We will remember him in the blessing and your family and the whole family unit that is part of this transcendent moment.
Thank you, thank you, and love to you forever.
Oh, love to you, Jerome, and thank you for that contribution and that request, because the children always touch my heart.
Oh, yeah,
No matter whether they're celebrating or suffering, the children are so special. And, of course, Yeshua said, let us come like little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And so with that beautiful, beautiful thought in mind, we will take just a moment of peace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is there anyone else who wants to make a contribution or get on the call at this moment? If not, then I will begin what I wanted to say in my contribution today.
I'm back on the healing list. Oh,
Jerome, did you have something more you wanted to say?
Yeah, they've got a little 2-year-old named Vinny too. And
okay. We get him on the list.
Yeah, Vinny. It's Vincent James, but it's Vinny.
Vinny. Okay, how cute. How cute. So we will remember Vinny. And I've got him on our blessing list right now.
Oh, you're a great blessing too. You're a great blessing too.
Okay. Thanks, Jerome.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm going to have some help on this presentation from Mother Teresa. Oh, we do have one other caller, and I want to take that in the event that a blessing is requested from area code 516, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to say I love you first and foremost, and thank you for all that you do. I mean, you're just one of the greatest on this planet right now. My question is that I'm in a stage of change. I am planning a move to Maui, and it's so hard to release the old and close the old doors and start like fresh from like pretty much from scratch. So I would like to have a blessing for this, that new doors, great doors of happiness and peace will open up, that I may live a more fulfilled and happy life, and that I can release the old without much suffering and pain, and that I can move on in peace. So I just ask for the blessing for this.
Thank you. And we have you, I have you on our call. I mean, I have you on our list. You're already on the call. I have you on our list, dear. So, we will remember you. What, by the way, what is your name?
Diane.
Diane. Okay, Diane.
Thank you.
And, you will have a blessed move. I know you will. And more importantly, may it open up a new dimension of life for you. I will now just say a few words about what I wanted to share with you today. And it's about the subject of compassion. I have had the privilege and the challenge of speaking with a number of people in this past week who are under the siege of tremendous, tremendous life challenges. And with all the compassion I can muster, there is actually no way that I could really, truly feel what they feel. And I have found that it has been for me an act of contrition and humility to be in their presence, offering the blessings of Christ, knowing that only He can feel what they feel, and appreciating the importance of why God incarnated as a human being to walk among us at a time in history where no one could escape suffering. No one could escape dust on their feet and blisters. No one could escape occasional hunger and starvation and illness. No one could escape oppression. And in the end, He submitted His life to experience the ultimate in what anyone could experience, so that He can actually be with us totally, no matter what we experience, no matter what condition we're in, how depressed we may be, how fearful we may be about a particular condition, how much anxiety we may feel about our family, or how much suffering we may have gone through in the loss of a loved one or the loss of a dream. And I just am so grateful every day that there's one person whose love was big enough and great enough to be able to feel what every one of us feels, and can be here with us. And I really feel that that is truly, truly the act of compassion. I know that Mother Teresa spent her life upholding and working on the achievement of that. And I know there were so many times she felt she failed. She had many times where that you could describe a dark night of the soul, because she went through suffering with so many people and felt so helpless to help. She prayed, and she didn't always get the answer she wanted. She didn't always see how the will of God worked through what was happening. But she kept up her faith, she kept up her hope, and to the very end, she lived with and among the poorest of the poor to serve them and to cry with them, to hunger with them, and to be in a state of faith with them. Faith isn't always just blind about just going forward, not knowing where we're going. Faith is really, I think it's about courage. I think it's about the courage to live your life to the fullest, no matter what's happening. Because all that we experience as suffering and fear is only an illusion to the soul. The soul doesn't see it that way. We see it that way in the middle of our challenges because we don't have an answer when we're in the middle of our challenge. We don't always know what to do or how to solve a problem. And so often we resort to advice from other people that are as blind as we are. They don't have the answer either. So often we feel that we are the blind leading the blind into nowhere. But this is not what we get from God, from the grace of God. And it's so important when we have no other answers to simply surrender to the grace of God. The amazing healing force of the Holy Spirit that can bring us to our knees and lift us to the mountaintop of possibility and to the love of Christ, who knows what it is to feel everything from our greatest joy to our greatest suffering. The one who has healed all humanity from everything that they have ever suffered, the worst disease, the worst trauma, the worst pain. He has lifted us up, and he will and he can. But we have to receive, and that's what makes the difference. When he walked among us, he didn't heal everybody, not because he couldn't, not because he wouldn't, not because he had judgments, not because he had any condemnation, not because he thought some were more worthy than others. Sometimes he healed the worst sinner among us. Sometimes he healed the worst offender, the one who lacked all faith. But he gave his healing to those who were capable of receiving. The reason being, there's one reason and only one reason being, and that is the Holy Spirit is called holy because it is. God is divine because he is. And we either can receive or not receive according to our ability to acknowledge in faith that divinity, that holiness, and the love of Christ. Our ability to acknowledge is the essence of faith. And it only takes the smallest amount. The smallest amount of acknowledgement. And a mountain can be moved. Now, as Solomon said, God has made the rain to pour upon the good and the evil, and the sun to shine upon the rich and the poor. God does not give his blessings discriminately. They're all given to all of us. What determines whether you receive or not is that with which you enter and accept the grace of God. When Moses was on the mountain and God's presence was clearly there, the first thing God said to Moses is, take off your shoes. You are in the presence of divinity. Don't just come to the blessing with a sense of mundane indifference, a sense of questioning, a sense of, oh well, we'll see if this works. You will get what you get because of your ability to receive that which is divine, that which has been given to you by the immortal, by the holiest of spirits, and by the one who loves us all unconditionally. Remove your conditions, and that's the same as removing your shoes. Remove your conditions on how God will heal you, on how God will bless you, on how the answers will come, on who they will come through, what methods will be used to reach you. Lift your conditions, take off your conditions, because your conditions are of the world. And God's blessings are immortal. They are unconditional. They are of the immortal. Let us surrender now in receiving these sacred blessings on this most precious of days and occasions. Let us be here with a loving heart, loving ourselves and loving others who come with such contrition and appreciation and desire to receive the blessings of Christ, the holiness and the divinity of God, and the graciousness of infinite possibility, that it may come to us in any and all ways that are available. Just be seated, be still, rest in your chair, and be open. Have your shoes off and your feet on the ground. Unless your tradition of faith says otherwise, have your head uncovered. And if you must cover it, have it covered only with a natural fiber, cotton, silk, wool. Something of the natural world. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and away from all thoughts. You cannot think your way into the blessings of Christ or the grace of God, which are miraculous and transcend anything the mind can conceive. Be ready to pray. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. Then I ask the blessing givers to join me in the conduction of the Holy Spirit while you say your prayer, however you pray in your heart, each person in their own way. We ask, O Holy One, to be present in us today and anoint within us that which is divine, that we may receive that which is divine. Call forth that within each of us which is holy, that we may receive that which is holy. Bring alive and light that which is love, that we may receive that which is the purest of love. Be within us, your love, walking with our love into a greater place of light and enlightenment, that we may be a light unto the world, and that the light of the world may shine upon us, that the light of heaven may fall upon us and bring us into a blessed accord with God, with the Holy Spirit, and your most precious love. Amen. Blessing givers, please join me. And everyone receiving, please pray. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now I would ask that you go and rest and assimilate. Receive. Do not think. The mind is a good instrument, but it is not from the world of holiness. I would say don't even pray, because it brings words, and the words bring in your mind. Simply receive, and if you sleep, that's fine. It's all good. We ask our Heavenly Father for all blessings to fall upon you now. Amen, amen, and amen. We will see you again next week. Bye-bye for now.